Was there anything you can remember that happened that you would rather hadn't happened? Did somebody act out during a performance, or did a musician never show up when they were supposed to?
Well, a couple of times, we had some people who were supposed to arrive and they arrived late.
Oh, sure.
There was one wonderful lady, a very attractive lady in her late 20s, who arrived late because her boat arrived late. And she had a romantic affair with the pastry chef.
You mean at Aston Magna?
No, on the boat.
On the boat,
on the boat.
Well, that's something to take precedence, yeah.
She's with the pastry chef, and she told us a lot of funny stories. Another lady also arrived late, another year, and she was in the middle of a divorce, and she needed, and here's where the Cranuses were helpful, she needed a Jewish divorce. She needed what's called a get. Mm-hmm. She had to get a get.
Yeah.
And so Bernie and a few other people lined up and were able to help her out on that. So that was one of the interesting stories that we've had over the period.
Right. Well, you know, I keep going back to that New York Times article, Lee Elman, and I wondered whether or not at the time things were different than they are now.
Good question.
Yes. And the answer is yes.
They were very, very different. There's a gentrification took place in Great Barrington, and I can pinpoint the years. It was somewhere between 1983 and 1989, and there was a great gentrification. A lot of people came up from New York. Some people came from Boston, and they made homes, second homes, and even first homes. And I think that they contributed to an awareness of the arts much more. Mm. I think that Aston Magna was the first performing arts group that was formed in Great Barrington.
Yeah, we had Tanglewood around the corner.
Yeah, Tanglewood, obviously, and thank God for Tanglewood, and it was a wonderful magnet. Incidentally, I keep a list of the cultural institutions in the Berkshires, and I add to it every year, and I give it to the Chamber of Commerce. I started out 10, 15 years ago with something like 41 institutions that have festivals. I'm up now to 136.
Wow, you don't have to read it. is there enough for everybody? What about that?
Very good question. As it turns out, it seems that there is money available for this myriad of institutions that's developed. Every year something new develops, and there seems to be
somebody put some money into it.
And I think it's part of my philosophy of how you build a board of directors. I think if you have people who identify with a particular festival or a particular group of music, I think that you will find investors. And you need a lead horse. You need someone who's the captain of the ship.
Now, you said a lead horse. You didn't say an elite horse.
No, a lead horse. You have things like Tannery Pond in Lebanon. Well, there's a whole group of people who support Tannery Pond. It's wonderful. And you have other groups that have been formed over the years, not only music groups, but also theater groups, other dance groups, literary groups. People seem to identify. And I think because the Berkshires are so much likened to a cultural matrix, that people are attracted to it. But the question is very good. Is there enough money? As it turns out, I think there probably is, because there's more people who have interest in the arts who are coming into the Berkshires, and they seem to have good pockets, deep pockets.
So what is the budget of Aston Magna?
Oh, it's changed. The budget of Aston Magna now is roughly about $150,000.
That's not a lot of money.
No. It used to be larger. For many years, for about 20 years, we had an academy, which is very, very interesting. The academy was based in Rutgers, and in the last years it was at Yale, where we invited 50 people from all over the world to on a tuition basis to attend a 3-week academy, where we melded art, literature, music, writing, architecture, etc., along a theme which was in the old Renaissance concept of an academy. And then we had 50 people who contributed. So you had people who actually, these were generally chairmen of music departments around the world, and they would sit and they would discuss items that were a particular theme. The very first theme was Queen Christina in the realm of Cardinal Ottaviani in Rome. Our last one was London in the times of Hogarth and Handel.
Wow.
It was
not for everyone.
Correct, not for everybody. But as a result, we were able to get $200,000 a year for 13 years from the National Foundation for the Humanities.
Sure.
We were one of the largest recipients in that category. And we had a wonderful man who organized the Academy by the name of Ray Erickson. He's retired. That's one of the reasons why we don't do it anymore. But so when we had that, coming back to your question, when we had that, our budget was closer to $500,000.
So here's the question a lot of people ask me, unfortunately, over the years. And they say, what happens after you, Alan? Or what happens after you, Lee Elman?
Well, that's a very interesting question. One of the things that I am in the process of working on with our board, and particularly with Robert Strasser, who's been extremely supportive, is trying to have joint events with other groups that might eventually join us. We're having conversations, particularly with the Clarence Society. There's no secret about that. Clarence Society, which is run by a very interesting guy by the name of Steve Fox, who's 29 years old. He has tremendous energy, and he might, one of these days, when Dan Stepner eventually steps down, when he steps down, a young guy like that could take over.
Okay, so we only have a second more, but when is this great event that we're talking about?
June 9th, and it's going to be at Seiji Osawa Hall at 6 o'clock, and we'd like as many people to come as possible.
How do you get tickets?
You get tickets by calling 413-528-3595.
Did you say 528-3595?
Five, correct. There's another number, 413-528-3227 as well.
3227. Lee Elman, we thank you so much for making this time for us. I know you took a long trip up from New York to talk to us, and we very much appreciate it. And we wish you good luck and congratulations on this huge run of success at Aston Magna.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.